Dvamalchus Parshas Shmois. In this parsha, following the passing of Yaakov, Yosef, and the brothers, the Shvatim, is the beginning of a new era in the history of Bnei Yisrael, the beginning of Golas Mitzrayim. These are the names of Bnei Yisrael who came to Mitzrayim, the first Golas, the first exile. The Medrash states that the reason for the subsequent redemption from Mitzrayim was due to the fact that Bnei Yisrael did not change their names. They went down as Reuven and Shimon, and they came up as Reuven and Shimon. That's what the Medrash says. This is a comment on the name and initial verse of our parsha, Shmois, which means names, which is referring to the beginning of the Golas in Mitzrayim, as mentioned. Now the Rebbe derives from this that the pasuk that says these are the names of Bnei Yisrael came to Mitzrayim is also emphasizing the merit for which they were ultimately redeemed from Mitzrayim, that they didn't change their names. In other words, it is referring both to the beginning of Golas and also to the future Geula from that Golas. Rebbe says like this, the whole idea of coming to Mitzrayim is in truth the Geula of Yisrael. The descent which occurs in the meantime until the Geula comes is on the superficial level, b'chitzonius, but on a deeper level, b'pnimius, the descent itself is not only for the sake that through it will come the ascent that occurs through the redemption from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. But more than that, a part of the ascent, that the descent itself to Mitzrayim, is a part of the ascent and the Geula itself, until it reaches the ascent of the true and complete Geula, the future Geula. In other words, the Rebbe is saying that not only is there a Yerida L'Tzorach Aliyah, a descent for the sake of an ascent, very familiar in Chassidus, which makes the Yerida, the descent, worthwhile, because in the end it's going to bring about that there's an ascent. But here, the Rebbe is saying something much greater, that the descent itself is already part of the ascent that comes in the end. At this point, the Rebbe turns to the familiar, what we know from the Haggadah of Pesach. Rabbi Elos ben Azariah said, I am like a person 70 years old, and yet I did not merit to understand the source for the obligation to recall the Exodus from Mitzrayim at night. Until Ben Zoyme explained, it is written so that you recall the day you left Mitzrayim, all the days of your life, Kol Yimei Chayecha. The days of your life, this refers to the actual days. Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life, includes the nights as well. And Chazal and the Chachamim say, the days of your life, this refers to the present era, Eilam Hazi, and all the days of your life includes Yemaisa Mashiach. So there, over here, we can break it down to three levels. Day, when the light of Hashem is shining. Night, the darkness of exile. And Yemaisa Mashiach, which will be explained. So the Rebbe refers here to Yemaisa Mashiach as a time where there's a matzav of Geula, a state of Geula, which seemingly is not the same thing as Geula. Geula is Geula. A matzav of Geula, we need to understand what that is. Rather, it's a unification. This matzav of Geula is a unification of Geula, which is completely transcending all limitations, with Golas, where the unlimited aspect of the Geula is, as the Rebbe says it, drawn down into the limitations of the reality of Olam Hazeh. Now, how can such a thing happen? The unlimited being drawn into the limited. This, explains the Rebbe, is the unique power of the Nasi, the leader of the generation, which that was the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that we quoted above. And the Rebbe says it like this. The chiddush of the Nasi be Yisrael, and the word Nasi coming from the word Hisnasus, which means exalted, is that he connects and unifies Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life, of every single Yid and all of Israel, Kol Yimei Chayecha, the physical days in Olam Hazeh, and particularly in the time of Golas, nights, with the Geula in general and with Yemaisa Mashiach in particular. Specifically, the Nasi has the power to connect and unify the Golas with the Geula. So that explains how it can be done, which for us it means that Kol Yimei Chayecha, all the days of your life as a soul and a body in this physical and material world and in the time of Golas, we can go out from the limitations of this world and more than that, put ourselves in a state of Yemaisa Mashiach. It's true that the complete Geula depends on everything being Toichu Kebarei, as it should be, the inside and the outside are equal. the outside is reflecting the true state of the inside. Nonetheless, even in a personal state of galus, when one is not as he should be, he doesn't have toicha kabari, he's given special help from the Holy One, blessed be He, the Eibishter, and he's given the ability to bring about the true and complete geula. This is why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah changed the policy of the previous Nasi, and he opened up the door to the Bes Medrash to allow students who are not as they should be, because he gives them the power to transform things even while in a state of golus, even while they're not as they should be, but they're invited to come in to the Bes Medrash because he gives them the power. So thus, even in the night of golus, having descended into Mitzrayim, surrounded by 70 nations, he can bring himself to a state of geura, kol yimechayecha lehovi limeitz Mashiach. Now, how realistic is this for us? The Rebbe says, the instruction from this is understood in simple terms. Especially in our generation, in our time, as has been said numerous times, the words of my father-in-law, the leader of the generation, Nosi Dereinu, that in addition to the fact that already all the end times have passed, Kol HaKol HaKitzin and Bnei Yisrael have already done tshuva and finished everything, including polishing the buttons, and all that is needed is that the Eibishter will open up the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, so they will see that the true and complete Geula exists already, and we are already sitting at the set table at the Feast of Levios and the Shor HaBar, v'chulu v'chulu. This includes transitioning seamlessly from the days of your life, Kol Yemei Chayecha, into Yemei Mashiach. And the Rebbe continues, and from the Kol Yemei Chayecha, from Yemei Chayecha, the days of your life, at this time and in this place, without any delay in between Chas V'Shalom, every single Yid passes immediately with ultimate perfection in a continuation of Kol Yemei Chayecha and Yemei Mashiach, all the days of your life, and the eternal life that will be then. What is our job? Our job is to actually bring to Yemei Mashiach with an emphasis to recognize the one who accomplishes all this. We'll finish with the Rebbe's words. As regards actual action, the intent is that the Avodah Bnei Yisrael now must be to bring to Yemei Mashiach, lehovi Yemei Mashiach, to reveal already in actuality that the state of coming to Mitzrayim in Golis is in truth a state of the Geul of Yisrael. Through this, that they prepare themselves and prepare others for the state of Yemei Mashiach. And since there is already the king from the house of David, who is involved in Torah and busy with mitzvahs like his father David, and he will force all of Israel to go in it and to rectify its breaches and fight the wars of Hashem. For then we can assume that he is Mashiach, Bechezkas Mashiach, that already immediately he will be Mashiach Vadai, Mashiach Vadai, through this, that he did all this and succeeded and built the Beis HaMikdash in his place and gathered in the dispersed of Israel and rectified the entire world to serve Hashem together.